This is Love Seal Church, bearing the tidings of the blessed hope and the glorious liberty of the sons of God. We earnestly pray that you experience a breaking forth in the quantum leap into all the promises of God for you. Gird up the loins of your mind and heart as you obtain mercy to find grace by the word of God coming through God's own servant at this time to you. Be ready for great impartation of the Spirit and life. Happy listening.
Thank you for help. Thank you for mercy. Thank you for building us. Thank you for that which you are doing. Give you praise. We thank you, Lord. We exalt you, Jesus. We honor you, Lord. Thank you for light. Thank you for guidance. Thank you for wisdom of conversation that you are given to us in this season. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for impartation of light. Thank you for truth that set free. Thank you for truth that make free. We give you praise, Son of God. Thank you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you for making us to love you. Or except you make a man can't love you. Thank you for making us, making, you are kind of making in us to love. To love, to forsake our former lovers, our former loves. And to love you with all that's within us. It will take your making to bring a man to a place of love for you. Thank you for causing us to know you, for causing us to believe, to know. And make us, by your knowing, make us to love. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for raising us as lights. Thank you. Light. And that are light of the world. Light, therefore, raising us as light. Raising us as salt of the earth. Thank you for putting salt in us. Putting salt in us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for transformation. Thank you for change. Thank you for healing. Thank you. Thank you for making us light. My kaka savrato paradastos saikalanosta korokastes my garos periatata zefaratata presperiatata merikaros merikas merikatas merikanos merikamarotas Mericambronato seta, Mericaminos, Mericamacors, Mericaminda creste pilas, Mericamelos, Mericamotas, Merica limitis siden, Mericaligats, Mericanientos, Mericaniotes, Mericanimocarotes, Mericanbretinis sedas, Mericanidas, Mericamorotes, Mericamilotes, Mericamiacatestas, Mericamilos, Mericamilotas, Mericamanteres the Pretecastos, Mericamindorimocaselos, Mericamindasiterimocoritos, Mericamindasaicarinotestovas, Mericamandos, Mericamacolis, Mericamelucatesandere popostes, Mericamonderes, Mericamindarucasetas, Mericamancrasuvrete pericatosendis, Mericandea, Maracadesaintos, Mericamungrata, Magrumatis, Mericamelates de Parcamosaviotes, Mericandai Torifa, Marandoso, Mericamangredos, Esperene carinatoseli caros, Mericambratos, Mericambronostos, Mericamungrati, Mrs. Berene Coris, Espara, Mericamunzelitz. Thank you, Jesus. Menderastas, Mendere motes, mendere micapores, mendere midocareles, merecas, merecas.
Streaming down. Interport betaport besufata monoport. Satan taliatopen to step pro to seize down. Bring down. Send down. A portal for send down. A portal for bringing down. Penadu shafakle kundaku predineante. Interfacing. Now the menato send flat is to come. Stephen Dalu Kamata. Pick into. Great privilege to pick into things unseen for normal men, things unseen for mere men, things beyond your age and time, things of another age, things of another time, things yet to come, things being streamed down, being piped down, being brought down, being sent down. Portal, you've come to portal. Service the portal. Lepitombalita, open up more. Engage the portal, and things more things yet to come. More things still to come, streaming down. Good things. Acceptable. Perfect things. Penotos yafanteli kapada. Seamen. See another man. See another kind of man. See another array of men being raised. See another array of men coming forth, importing your kind of men, importing your manner, your kindred, your kind, your manner, your own. It's been opened. A portal is upon you. Streaming down things from glory. See the Spirit of God.
Amen. Thank you for blessing of Spirit. Thank you for plenty of your angels that are here with us. Thank for your angels that are visiting our homes, coming down to give us things. Thank you for those angels. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the many administrations of these things. We all love you, Lord. We honor you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name, O God. Thank you because you help me. You will bless me with thought. You bless me with words. You flood my soul with things. Cause me to be plenteous. Cause me to be abundant. Bless me, Jesus. Bless me. Give me things. Show me things. Grant me your mercy. Let me find grace. Plenty of grace from your sight. Help me, Son of God. Help me. Breathe upon me. Plenty of your mercy, Lord. Plenty of your mercy. Thank you, Jesus. Honor to your name, Lord. In Jesus' name we are praying. Amen. Amen. The Lord bless you all in Jesus' name. And we thank the Lord appointed us, you know, for good things. God has been speaking to us about things to come. And last time with us, the Lord, we ended on the note that there are things that are meant for His name, which are good. And those things are called good and labor of love, which you have shown towards His name, in that you are minister to the saints and do minister. And part of those things to come, there are the next that you ought to show this diligence, as you have done that one for Hebrew Church. Hebrew Church was that place, they call it that, the place of the living God towards His name. And they are now supposed to continue pressing into things of better things. They need to come into the full assurance of things, full assurance, to the full assurance of hope, and eventually coming to the end. So it's also move from good, better, and perfect, which is also exactly like good, acceptable, and perfect things to come. I would say the good things as works. There are good works that you cannot say you are good like your father. How you know that good is that, have they revealed good works to you? Good works. They will have to reveal good works for you, and you have to do them. And as you do good works, you are going to be made good. One person said, "For whosoever knoweth what is good and do not do it," in James chapter 4. In James 4, from 16 and 17, say, "But now you rejoice in your boastings. All such boasting is evil. Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good, know it." So it's not just good to know good, but you know to do it. To know to do it. Like Paul saying, Paul know good, but say to do it. In Romans 7 was a problem. Paul know what is good, but to do it is where the problem was. "For I know that in me, that is my flesh, there is no good thing, for the will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, that which is good, I find not." How to perform. Man, it's not even easy to know that which is good. Because you can't know that which is good except if they show it to you. You have to be shown to. And when they show it to you, you know them by eating them. When they show it to you, you eat that which is good for you to know it. We know by experience, by partaking. So in that book of James, he said, "Therefore, to him that knoweth, knoweth." So you know how to do good and doeth it not. So you have to do good for you to become good. Nobody becomes good if he's not going to do good. If you don't do good, you will not become good. In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 12, it talks about good and right. 12:28. "Observe and hear all these words which I command thee." So they are commandments. "That it may go well with thee and with thy children after thee forever, when thou doest that which is good and right in the sight of the Lord thy God." When thou doest that which is good and right in the sight of the Lord thy God. Bible says there is that which seemeth good to man. There is that which seemeth good. Not right. Is that which seemeth good? Oh, yes. Good. Because that which is good. Say, if you dare do that which is good and right in the sight of the Lord. And that agree with Psalm 25. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, will it teach sinner in the way. So you can see that good and upright is the Lord. Which agree with that, Deuteronomy chapter 12, 28. Observe and hear this word which I command thee, that he might go well with thee and with thy children after thee forever. When thou doest that which is good and right. When thou doest that which is goodness and righteousness in the sight of the Lord. When you do that which is goodness and righteousness. Goodness and righteousness. That which is goodness. There's a goodness. When I'm getting the goodness, that goodness sounding like sweetness. Paul was talking about the goodness and the severity of God. That's knowing God. The goodness of God. Knowing the goodness and the severity of God. That's the zone where you must arrive. We must know the goodness and the severity of God. That's the beginning of knowing God. That's how you know God. That's how you know God. That's how you know God. When you say, I know God, is that you know God's goodness. And then you move into knowing severity. Romans 11, 12. Build therefore the goodness and the severity of God on them which fear severity. Who fear? But towards thee, goodness, if thy continue in his goodness. Continue in his goodness. Salama koferet estaga. Goodness. You see, everything about the grace of God is couched in his goodness. The mercy of God is couched in goodness. When you say a man is good, that man is a gracious being. That man is a being of mercy. That man is a being of long-suffering, a being of kindness. When you say a man has know what is good, that man is a loving soul. Those are the characteristics of the works of God. When you say, man, do that which is good. Do that which is good. Eat that which is good. You can't know what is good and how to do that which is good so that you can become good. Good and upright is the Lord. Good and upright. Good and upright. Therefore, will it teach sinners. In the book of James, sinners, to teach sinners in the way. Sinners there and are those who sin. That's the essence why Jesus was made high priest of good things to come. Because he's able to have compassion on the ignorant and on them that are out of the way. See, he ever liveth to make intercession. He's an high priest of good things to come. High priest of good things to come. Things to come. There are good things to come. There are better things to come. And there are perfect things to come. Good things to come. Better things. Better hope. Better things to come. Better things to come. And there are better things also. For the Lord make nothing perfect, but the bringing of a better hope by which we draw near to God. When you move into better, which I call acceptable, you draw near to God. Yeah. Near to God. That's what James was saying. Draw near to God. He will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners. Purify your heart, ye double-minded. Be afflicted, mourn, weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. Can you see how to draw near to God? But you can't draw near to God until you arrive at better things, which is better things, which are things of the hope of God. But good things, know what is good. Micah 6:8. He has shown thee. Can you see? That's what the Spirit, of truth wants to do. He shall show you things to come. John 16. He shall show thee things to come. He will teach you truth, but much more, because this fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and all truth. Fruit of the Spirit. for the fruit of the Spirit. In Ephesians 5, when you are followers of God as dear children, for the fruit of the Spirit is not goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable to God. So you can see the Spirit of truth, when it's come, we show you all truth. Can you say all truth? He will not speak of himself. I'll be when the Spirit of truth is come, he will guide you to all truth. He will not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that he shall speak. And he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive a man. So those things to come are the things of the Son of God, things of the Father, things of God. So they are to show you what is good. No, you can't know it. They said they show you what is good and what is right. There's that which may lie to man, the end of his destruction. They have to say good and upright is the Lord. He will teach sinners. He will teach sinners what is good. He will teach sinners what is right, what is upright. Good and upright is the Lord. He will teach sinners. What is good is justice and the judgment of God.
Justice.
It's the justice of God. You see it. You have shown the old man what is good. And what does the Lord require of thee? The Lord here is God. The Lord here is the Father and God. What does the Lord require of thee? But that thou do justly. But to do justly. I love that word. To do justly. Not to just live justly. You can live justly, but to do justly. Which agree with Deuteronomy 32:4. He is the rock. His work. That's the work they wanted to do. That's the work. No, the work.
It's
his work. His work. The work of the Son and the Father. His work. And that work is how you live. Live justly. Do justly in your living. His work is perfect, for his ways are judgment. A God of truth. Without iniquity, just, can you say just and right? So justly is good and right or upright is E. Good and upright is the Lord. Good and upright is the Lord, or just and upright is the Lord, or just and right is E. Now that the Roman call good and upright is the Lord. You call it just, who is justly is good. And right is E, a God of truths. Truth make you to live and do justly. To live and do justly is justice. Justice to be justice and judgment. Those are foundation of his throne. They are provision that go forth from his face. They are blessing of the habitation of God. They are justice of the habitation of God's throne. And they are things that come from God's face. They are the blessing of the face and the blessing of his throne. Thy throne and thy face. Because you see, when they are describing things, men in the book of Revelation 22, his servant shall see his face, and there shall be no more cause. But the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it. That's habitation of the throne of God and the Lamb. Habitation of the throne of God and the Lamb. If you are going to be habitation of the throne of God and the Lamb, habitation of the throne of God. Throne of God and the Lamb. So he said it that, but the throne of God and the Lamb shall be in it, and his servant shall serve him, and they shall see his face, his name. They will see his face. They will see his face and his name. And his name shall be in their forehead. So in that Isaiah, they call it justice and judgment are the habitation of thy throne. Mercy and truth shall go forth, shall go before thy face, shall go before thy face. Mercy and truth shall go before thy face. That means they've been on the throne. They've been on the throne of God. What is his face? What does his face emit? His face emit mercy and truth. So what does that mean? Mercy and truth are provision of goodness. The throne is a place that fanta the goodness of the Lord. And that's why what is coming out from the throne, mercy and truth is coming. Because what made up the throne, that justice and judgment are the habitation of the throne. And God wants to make daughters of Jerusalem to become habitation of God's throne. Habitation of the throne and the rest of God and the Lamb. That's what God wants to make daughter of Jerusalem. God wants to make daughter of Jerusalem to become habitation of God's throne. Habitation of the throne and the rest of God. So you know the throne of God is there for the rest of God. Heaven is my throne. The earth is my footstool. Where is the earth shall be for me and where is the place of my rest? So where God wants to make habitation of his throne, it should be among Jerusalem and his rest. The rest of God and the throne of God and the Lamb. The throne and the rest of God and the Lamb must be in Jerusalem. Jerusalem is designed to carry both the throne and there is rest. The way Solomon built the throne and the place of rest. So the foundation of habitation of God, the habitation of God's throne, the habitation of God's rest are justice. Amplified version of Psalm 89. And justice are the foundation of your throne. You deliver mercy and loving kindness and truth go before you or before your face. So, nothing is good if it does not have all the elements of God's righteousness inside. That's why they teach us righteousness of God so that we can have access into the good to come to us, the good of God, goodness of God to come. As a training of the righteousness of faith, which is the training of Christ's life, is to make us, position ourselves to be able to receive goodness of God. Goodness of God as righteousness inherent. That's why nobody that refuses to do what is right has fulfilled the justice of God. The justice of God. How you a man fulfill the justice of God is by doing what is right in God's sight. God's justice system is doing what is right in his sight. And God's justice system is upheld by mercy and truth. God's justice system is upheld or is by revelation of mercy and truth. That's why you will not be able to find the justice system of God if you're a man that know only truth without mercy. You can't do justly if you don't have the balance of truth and mercy. You must know how to measure mercy and truth and the balance. I use the word balance, the scale of mercy. That's why when you are speaking the truth, the way we have advised you in Ephesians 4, you must speak the truth in love. That's the training of the soul in the justice system. Because it's a balance. Yes, sir. And the wrath of man does not do the righteousness of God. So you can see that God's justice system is established on mercy and truth.
So I mean, for you to have that scale, James was talking about that in James chapter 2 from verse 12. So speak ye and so do. So you must do justly. So speak ye, so do, as they that shall be judged by the law of liberty. For ye shall have judgment without mercy, that have shown no mercy. So part of being good is that you know how to show mercy. That's part of you know how to your own bowl of mercy and your bowl of compassion. So mercy, compassion, they are attributes of goodness. When you say man is doing good works, you know how to show good. It's when you can show mercy. If you can show kindness, you are merciful. You are gracious. Merciful and gracious. Those are the attributes of good. Good. Show no mercy, for he shall have judgment without mercy, that have shown no mercy, and mercy rejoice against judgment. What does it profit, my brethren, though a man say he have faith and are no works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you said unto him, depart in peace, be ye warm and filled, notwithstanding ye give them not those things which are needful to the body, what does it profit? Even so, faith, if he had no works, is dead, being alone. So you see, he's talking about works. He's calibrating works as justice. Justice is that you know what is good and you do it. Justice is knowing what is good and you do it. Judgment that you know what is good and you do it. And one of the things that is good, that you see a brother that is destitute, a brother that is naked, a brother that has needs, you know, and that you know this needs must be attended to. You say, God will have mercy upon us. So sometimes the need may not be, he's talking about food. He's talking about polyclothed here, but there must be need of, you can be need of things that are not seen. The Abra is destitute of some virtue, is destitute of some nature, your character, some law. Because James is talking, addressing from being a pastor. But the other thing that you know that person is destitute of. So he said justice works is that you know that this thing is good for this brother. This thing is good for this sister. This wife need to be more submissive to her husband. That is good. Part of justice that you do justly is that are there things that you will wait for the Lord to show you. Firstly, by your own conversation towards her. That will make her to know that this thing is good. You need this thing for your husband, for your marriage. Or to the man, you need this thing for your wife. You need this thing for your home. You need this thing for your brother. You need this thing for your sister. That's mean to live and do justly. Those are the things that is preparing a man. Is preparing habitation for God's throne to come into a man. Those are the things that prepare habitation. That's how God will prepare habitation of his throne and habitation of his rest in you. God wants to move his throne to you. God wants to move his throne into you. God don't want his throne to be in heaven. God does not want his rest to be in heaven. God wants to move his throne and his rest to you, into your soul. But there's a way God constructs habitation of his throne and rest. God constructs a vision of his throne and his rest with good. And good is that you have what? You have God's justice system that's entrained on mercy, truth, righteousness, and judgment. Look at when they were talking about Pharaoh. That was God doing his good, for his goodness endureth forever. His goodness endureth forever. They kept on reading every chapter, every verse. His goodness endureth forever. His goodness endureth forever. That's God's justice system. God was demonstrating his mercy. God was demonstrating his truth. God was demonstrating his righteousness. God was demonstrating his judgments. Look how everything that God put together. That's when you see good, it's a combination of things. Combination of God's truth. Combination of God's righteousness, combination of God's judgment, combination of God's mercy, combination of God's compassion. That's when you say Emma is good. You are not good if you don't know how to measure, how to bring for balance and bring for scale. You measure righteousness, you measure truth, you measure judgment, you measure kindness, you measure kindness. That before you to know how to measure and mix them is what make a man good. That I say scale. You know how to put things on scale. You measure truth, you measure mercy, you measure kindness, you measure judgment, understanding, conclusion. You measure them there together, and from that conclusion, you do something. That is, you must have do justly. Your heart, you must say, that man has do good. He's a good man. He's a good man. So goodness or being good is not just one thing. Goodness is a summation.
Yes, sir.
Of things that you have measured and scaled. Things that you have measured and you have scaled them. You put them on scale. And you know how to measure them at different times. And when they take that thing, they bring it out, they will see righteousness in it. You have done rightly before God. You have done justly before God. You have shown mercy before God. And you have also not lowered judgment in that whole thing. No man is good except God. Man always have a way of tinting to one side.
Yes, sir.
We're here because we don't know how to measure.
Yes, sir.
We don't know how to scale up. Our balance is not with equity. We don't have equity in our balance. We are unequal. Sometimes we measure judgments more than mercy. And when that happens, it becomes rot. You are showing rot. God says, this is rot. God will show rot, but is with mercy. God will show rot with love. God is showing rot with meekness. He has things on his inside. God is showing mercy with a lot of meekness inside of it, with a lot of kindness inside of it. And that's why we walk out righteousness of God.
Yeah.
We walk out salvation, Dharma.
Yes,
righteousness and judgment are the habitation, foundation of thy throne. And loving kindness and truth go before thy face. So you can see that what make a man good are before you to be able to do works. So that's why God will teach you to do mercy. God will teach you to do compassion. God will teach you to do righteousness. God will teach you to do truth. At the time, you may not be able to know how to combine all of them.
Yeah.
But at this time, God will teach you to do righteousness. God will teach you to do truth. God will teach you to show mercy. But in all these things, God is preparing you for something. God is preparing you to be able to become good on the inside. You need to keep putting on things. You need to put on mercy, put on compassion for it to become good. You keep putting it on by doing things. Good and upright is the Lord. It's not easy to be good and still be upright. Often when men are upright, they become mean. Sometimes when men become righteous, sometimes they become legalistic. They become so too straight. And that means show that man is not good. But God will do righteousness and God is still good. God will commit judgment and God is still good. Because God knows how to tamper judgment with mercy. I think God will carry out judgment with mercy in his soul. Because the soul of God is so rich in mercy. You must add works to become good. You must work and labor with good works of God. Good God, good God. Oh, goodness, oh, righteousness and truth is in all. So you can't be good without having some all things. You must have things to become good. You must have things. Do you have things that are complete in you? There are things that will be complete in me before I can be good. There are things that will be complete. But one thing I know, it can't be complete in you before you say you are good. You must have truth. You must have righteousness. And you must have judgment. You must have mercy. You must have loving kindness before you can say, if this man is good, you must have them. And you have them in some proportion. You have them in some measure. You can't have them in little. And you must have them to some proportion. The heaven must have done mercy. You have done righteousness. You have done truth. You have done mercy. In a good measure. To some level. To some scale. That it has weight. So that when everyone weighs, everyone will say, this man is a good man. When everyone weigh you, and not everyone weigh good, I say, yes, he's called good. He's called good in the sight of God. My Jesus, this man is called good. This man, he has good fruit. We call him good. Oluwa, call us good, Lord. Bless us with things. Bless us with things. Bless us with faith. Bless us with righteousness. Faith is righteousness. Bless us with righteousness. Bless us with truth in our inward part. Bless us with mercy, bowl of compassion. Bless us with kindness. Bless us with righteousness. Bless us with proportion of them. And is their proportion in a man. Bless us with judgments that make a man good. Such a man will do what is justly. You can't just do justly without having those things on your inside. They have shown you, oh man, what is good and what the Lord requires of thee to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. Walk humbly. To walk with God, to walk with thy God. Walk with God. Oh my Jesus, I want to walk humbly with you. Blessed are they that do his commandment. For they shall walk with him in white. Revelation. That if you name even in sardis which have not defied their garment, they shall walk with men in white, for they are worthy. To walk with God humbly. Ah, to walk with God. Walk with God. Ah, do you want to walk with God? Not to walk before God, though. To walk with God. Can two walk together? To that man, to walk with God, means you have to agree with God. You can take step the way God takes step to walk with God, to walk humbly with God. He said that God is humble. Can you see what must be in the heart? You can't be good if you're not humble. Because God is good. There's a song we used to sing, God is good all the time. God is good all the time. God is good. God is good. God is good. God, when you hear good, is God. When you hear good, is God. Why call me good? For no man is good but God. There are things in God that make God good. Mercy. Yes, sir. Righteousness is in God. Faithfulness. Loving kindness of God. Faithfulness of God. Mercy of God. Compassion of God. Judgment of God. These are what make God good. And why God can do justly. Just and right. Is he good and upright? All right, is he good? So we can see that you can't be good until you have labor. You have to labor with righteousness. You cannot be slothful. God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love. So that's why in those churches, you're talking, you say, I've remembered your work and your labor of love. For you have war, your patience, thy labor, thy works. So, to be good, you require labor. Mm-hmm. It's shining. Eh? You see, if you don't labor, you will never be good. Nobody will become good if you can't labor and work. You must labor and work at your salvation with fear and trembling. Labor! Labor! Ah! My brother, it's time for us to walk. We need to roll up our sleeve of our soul and walk. Like Jesus said, I must walk the walk of God sent me and finish. We must labor. They don't dash your soul to become good. It's not a dash. It's a labor. You have to labor together with God. You labor together with the Father. You labor. Laborer. You must labor together with God. So God will not forget your labor of love in that you are labored. Your work and labor of love in that you have labored. You have labored. You say, pray ye the Lord of the harvest to send laborers. Pray the Lord of harvest. Jesus, we pray to you. I pray to you, Lord. Make us to labor to be good. Help us to work that which is good. Teach what is good. We know it does not come anyhow. We will do truth. We will do righteousness. As you are revealing things to us, we will do it.
We will do your judgment. We do your commandment. We do those things that are good in your sight. So you can see, and say, you are labor for his name's sake. So his name, for this is my name. Many was revealing his name. For God is not righteous to forget your labor of love. To God, your work and labor of love, Ephesians Hebrews 6. God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which you have shown towards his name. So what is his name? Exodus. For God is not unrighteous to forget his law. And the Lord descended in the cloud, Exodus 34, 5, 6, and stood with him there and proclaimed the name. And the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed the Lord God, merciful, gracious, long-suffering, abundant in goodness and truth. So when they say to labor, to adorn the world, it's not forget to unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love. Is that, can you see what you must labor in truth and labor in mercy, long-suffering. You have to be gracious. You have to become a gracious soul. You can never become a gracious soul. It takes knowledge of God. Multiplication of God's knowledge of God. More than knowledge of the laws of God to make you become a gracious person. A gracious man. A gracious man is a man that has been broken. A man that God has walked upon. A man that can forgive iniquity. A man that can forgive transgression. A man that can forgive sin. A man that will not hold anything. So this, because the name of the Lord is good. That's the name of the Lord. That's his name. God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which you have showed towards his name. Another version says, for his name's sake. What's his name's sake? That means you become good. That's the name of the Lord. It's good. Good and upright. That's the name. That's one of the name of the Lord. Good. God is good. That's his name. His name is good. No one is good but God. Can you see what? Why we must exercise ourselves? Must exercise ourselves in truth. Must exercise ourselves in forgiving. The more you know how to forgive, the more you know how to forget, the more you know how to show mercy, the more you know how to not to withhold iniquity, the more you know how to forgive transgression or sin, the more you know how to suffer long, the more you become good. These are things that make us good. Forgive those who wrong you. Like I was trying to teach disciple how to be good. Say, learn to forgive 70 times 7. How many times shall my brother sin against me? Say 7 times. God said, no, not 70 times. It's 70 times 7. Then you'll be like your father who is in heaven. You and your father forgive you in a day. That's how you're going to be like your father. You forgive. Keep forgiving. Keep forgiving. How many times shall I forgive? Luke 17 from verse 1. Then said he unto his disciples, it is impossible that offenses will come, but one through whom they come. It were better for him that a millstone were hung about his neck and a cast unto sea than that he should offend one of these little ones. Take it to yourself. If thy brother trespassed against thee, rebuke him. And if he repent, forgive him. If he transgress against thee 7 times in a day, and 7 times in a day turn again to him, saying, and 7 times in a day turn again to thee, saying, I repent, thou shalt forgive him. And the apostle said unto him, Lord, increase our faith. This exercise, this is a work. This is a faith with works. They are showing them the faith or works. Increase our faith. That means increase our work. Look, I was showing the disciples apostles works. Ah! Say 7 times, keep forgiving. And later I now say, it's not 7 times. Take it that you despise none of these little ones. For I say unto you that in heaven they are angels. Behold the face of my Father, which is in heaven. For the Son of Man is come to save that which was lost. How think ye, if a man have 100 sheep and one of them be gone astray, does he not leave the 99 and go unto the mountain? Can you see the heart of good heart?
Just say, nah. Oftentimes, one of our brother say, leave that one. They can never hear. We are not good enough like our father. They call it good Samaritan. Priest, pastor. Levi, pastor. All of them pass. Levi, priest. They are righteousness of the law.
Yes, sir.
But they don't have mercy. They are righteousness of the law, but they don't have judgment of love.
Yes, sir.
They could not miss it very well. There are things that we should do. In the face of people keep doing something, that is long suffering. That word was teaching there that if your brother comes to seven times and come back to you, that is long suffering. Suffer he so. Forgive him. Apostles say, increase our faith. Increase us. Multiply us within. Why we can't do that? Because we are not like you. Our son of man, 18. Matthew 18, 11, 20. For the son of man is come to save that which is lost. I think he, if a man have 100 sheep and one of them be gone astray, does he not leave the 99 and go into the mountains and seek that which is gone astray? Sometimes our brother gone astray. It will take a good heart to be able to seek and reconcile them and find them. If the heart is not good, you won't find them. You won't even bother. Even when you go, when your heart is not yet good, you won't find them. They won't come back. Because the commandment that God will give to you when you are seeking for them is to do them good. That's why it is the goodness of God, the Lord, that leads to repentance.
Yes.
So that's why teaching this brother, if your brother sins seven times and talk to you, he repents and you forgive. What made that brother to keep repenting is because you are keep forgiving. That's why he keep turning. Because if you stop forgiving him, he won't return again. He won't return. He won't repent. What give that brother to keep repenting seven times is because you are forgiving.
Yes.
You are showing good.
Yes.
And what goodness does, that goodness causes men to repent, to turn. And that exercise of keep repenting and you keep forgiving, he's doing something to your brother. And he's also doing something to you. He's making you good. And you're becoming like your heavenly father. Romans chapter 12, 19, 21. Dearly beloved, avenge yourself. That's where he says the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. From verse 2. Dearly beloved, avenge yourself. From verse 19. But rather give place unto wrath. It is written, vengeance is mine. That wrath is not your own wrath. I will repay, saith the Lord. But when God wants to repay, God does not repay with evil. I know we say, God will repay you. God does not repay with evil. God will repay with good. Whenever you see someone, I say, God will repay you. I say, God will show you goodness. God will show you what is making it to be this mean to me. God will repay you. But when God wants to repay that, God will repay that person with goodness. So that one can repent. So God repay with good. Therefore, if thy enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coal of fire on his head. So you know this coal of fire. Solomon thought of this coal of fire. It's vehement heat of love. That's the coal of fire. Coal of fire is not punishment. It's love.
Yes,
Solomon 8, 6 to 7. As a seal upon thy arm. For love, that's a work. When you say you heap coal of fire, it's that you have done a work of love. You have done work of love and labor of love. You have heaped it upon him. And that God will look about your work of love. God will avenge. God will repay with goodness for him to be able to repent. Sell me as a seal upon thy heart. Solomon 8, 6, 7. As a seal upon thy heart, for love is strong as death. Joy is as crisp as the grave. The coal thereof are coals of fire, which at a most vehement heat. Many water cannot quench it. When you put that kind of thing, many water cannot quench. Many water cannot quench love. Neither can the fellow. What you have heaped on that person is a love. You have heaped what love that nothing can quench it. Neither can the flood drown it. If a man will give all the sons of his house for love, it's totally be despised. Can you see how we can win difficult spouse?
Yes.
How can you win difficult husband? How you can heap up difficult wife? How you can heap up difficult brothers? Difficult sister? Do work and labor of love. Heap it up over their head. Dearly beloved, be affectionate. When you read that Romans 12, affectionate. Dearly beloved, have not yourself, but rather give place unto the wrath. Wrath is not that you should be angry, no. Wrath means put vengeance of God on them. And vengeance of God is let God avenge you. God will not avenge you if you're angry back. If you hit back, you blow back, you blow back. God will not avenge you. You have done. You have taken a lot to your hand. But when you show back love, you show back compassion, you show back truth to them. We are talking about good works.
Works.
This is what they call first works. This is the bread, you know. If the enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coal of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil. If you want to overcome us, very much, but overcome evil with good. Can you see how we can overcome evil that is in us?
Yes, sir.
How we can overcome wickedness that is in us? Is becoming good. The more good we show. The secret which is gone astray. This is what he just said to be a children of God. Though. This is what you must do to be children of God. To be the children of your father is in heaven. This is what you have to do to become children of God. And say, blessed are the peacemakers that shall be called. They call him to be children of God. Pure in heart. My God, will you do these things? You will help us to do them. You give us grace. Show us mercy, Lord. Let us do these things. God, let us quench on the way. Help us, Lord. We desire these conversations. Come, let him show by good conversation. Oh God, a good conversation is works with the meekness of wisdom. So you can't do this thing without wisdom. Nobody can be good without wisdom. Let him show forth a good conversation. Is workness with meekness or wisdom. Many things. You have to put things together. You need wisdom. You need knowledge. You need truth to generate this kind of conversation. These are all you need. You can't have bitter envy in your heart. You can't have strife. You can't lie against the truth. A good conversation. A good way of life. My Jesus, goodness. Your goodness is what I want. So, a man will never be good without meekness or wisdom. Not kindness or wisdom, it's meekness. You know, the more meek I am,
yes,
the more lowly I am, the more good I am. Meekness, to be meek like the Lamb. Be meek like Jesus, meek like the Father is meek, like the Son of God is meek, like the Holy Ghost is meek. All meekness, all lowliness. That's how to walk in love. You walk worthy of God. You walk of Him who has called you with all meekness, all lowliness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love. And that one to keep into the Spirit in the bond of peace. There's one body, one Spirit, even as you are calling, one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. One God and Father of all, who is above all, in you all. But unto everyone of us is given grace according to the measure of the gifts of Christ. So that's what they wrote in Ephesians chapter 12. Unto is given the grace according to the proportion, grace 12. From verse 4. For I say, through the grace of God given to me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly. Highly, don't think of yourself more highly than you ought to think, but to think in self so badly, that's how you become good. Think up in self according as God has dealt every man the measure. So there's a measure that God has dealt with you. That's how measure. Well, God has dealt with you, measure it out. And we're going to announce the measure. Every man, the measure of faith. As many members in one body, can you see? We have many members in our body, our members within. As we have many members in one body, all members have not the same office. Even so, being many are one body in Christ, and every one member of another. Having then give different according to grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the portion of faith, or means let us wait on our ministry, or he that teacheth on teaching, he that exhorted on exhortation, he that giveth, let him do so with simplicity. He that ruled with decision, he that showed mercy with cheerfulness. Let love be without dissimulation about that which is evil. I love this word. Let love be without dissimulation about that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Be affectionate, be kindly affectionate. One to another with brotherly love. In honor, preferring one another. Not slothful in business. Perfect in spirit, serving the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Patience in tribulation, continuing stance in prayer, distribute to the necessity of the saint, giving to hospitality, bless them which persecute you, bless and curse not, rejoice with them that do rejoice, weep with them that weep. Be of same mind, one to another, mind no high things, but consent to men of low estate, be not wise in your own conceit, a compassed to know my evil for evil, provide things honest in the sight of all men, if it be possible, as much as light in you, live peaceable with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourself, but rather give place unto the wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay with good, saith the Lord. Therefore, if the enemy hunger feed him, if he thirst, give him drink. In so doing, that shall heap coal of fire of vehement love that many water cannot quench, being overcome with evil, but overcome evil with good. These are living sacrifice, that are reasonable and acceptable unto God. So it was time to tell them how to prepare their body, living sacrifice. And living sacrifice are good. This is a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Good servant. Good and faithful servant. Matthew. Good and faithful servant. So you need things. They must give you things to become good. So you can't be good without your heart. Before you can be good, things must come to your heart. That's how they make you good. There are things, forgiveness. You must have enough forgiveness. You must have enough forgiveness. You must have, your heart must have done a lot of forgiveness. Your heart have done enough mercy. Blessed are the merciful. You can have mercy upon thousands. Forgiving iniquity. You can forgive it transgression. You can forgive what? Sins. That's a, can you see? For your heart to be good. Good conversation. Good conscience. A good conversation. Now Romans 12. Reasonable service. For his holy. A living sacrifice. Living. Which is holy and acceptable to God, which is reasonable service. With long suffering. You are showing that thing with long suffering. As you are forgiving, you are also suffering long with them. And with joyfulness and kindness, kindly affectionate. With all these things, you are doing it. Because whoever must show us this thing so and teach us, we become a teacher of good things. And doers of good things. Titus 2:3. The aged women likewise that they be in behavior as becoming holiness. Not false accuser, not giving to much wine. Teachers of good things. So when you see aged women, they have these things. That they may teach the younger women to be sober, to love their husband, to love their children, to be discreet, to be chaste, keepers at home. Good, obedient to their own husband, that the word of God be not blamed. Can you see this? I think you must do as woman for you to become good, that the word of God may not be blamed. So the word of God make a man good.
Yes, sir.
When you arrive at the scene of the word of God, that's why you have the good word of God will make you good. God really help us so much. Young men likewise exhort to be sober minded. Titus 6:2-6. In all things, showing thyself a pattern of good works. A pattern of good works. So what are these good works? In doctrine. To showing uncorruptibleness. Gravity. When you are a grave soul, you are good. Sincerity. Sound speech that cannot be condemned. That he that is of contrary power may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you. Exhort servants to be obedient unto their own master, to please them well in all things, not answering again. That's why I usually tell people, if you answer, people say something, you answer by three, you are living with a family, you, when the woman, the mother, or they are stuck, you answer your three back. You are not learning the path of goodness. You don't want to be good. These are things that make you good. When they act, even when they accuse of you wrongly, Is that what Matthew taught? He said, when they accuse of you falsely,
yes, sir,
they persecute you. In that Matthew 5, he said, when you do those things, he said, you'll be like your father, which is good in heaven. Even when you are falsely accused at home, your brethren falsely accuse you, do you become offended? Instead of being offended, can you just say, forgive me? Ah! What you didn't do? Please. When you say, forgive me, I'm sorry, my brother. You didn't, the first time, and later they not discover that you didn't do it. But something I forgot to you, you are being trained. Because you can never be good if you don't falsely accuse you. These are the heal us of evil. These are the heal of iniquity. These are good works. Not defending, not trying to prove that I'm not that bad. No, God Almighty. Ah! Something you will arise. But when you don't talk back and you are not angry with them, you say, I'm sorry. And you say, and you don't carry face. You end up, you look at, what do you want to do? And you end up doing it. Every, something will happen to you. your members will be made good. They tend to purge away evil, iniquity, sin, transgression of your members. Your member will start becoming good. I love this thing, my brother. I love it. I want to be like this. Showing the pattern. You'll begin to show a pattern of good works. It's also about to be obedient to their own master, 9:10, and to please them well in all things, not answering again, not prolonging, but showing all good fidelity that they may adorn the doctrine of God, our Savior in all things. Heaven must show all these things. These things are loaded. God is showing us already. This is what it means to be a children of God. This is what it means to be a little children in the kingdom. So but when you break any of these things, you are least. When you can do all these things, you'll be great. And when you can do them to like the Father, you become perfect. Which is greatest? From least to great, to greatest, or perfect like your Father in heaven. Because the Father in heaven is greater. You can say, my Father is greater than I. Can you see? They are opening us into the world to come. And these are men that will rule the world to come. These are the men that will rule. Those are men that will have dominion in the world to come. The least dominion in the world to come. They are men that are good. The least of the dominion. Jesus have mercy. Jesus have mercy and show grace unto us. Help us, Lord. My loca, my limaster villas, my calemophes and guys, my lamacavronotes, my lemacovinas, my lamafidos, my canesas, my calemovidas, my galemerinecestombas, my labas, my lamudas. My lemerocaposes, my reminocestendias, milaiga meledis, my lemecorimos endasa, my lemucas, my lemogeros, my lemoronomosengalus, my lemoveretos, my God, my lomoromonoses baitos. My Licarus, my Licemotes, my Licambreto Mifigas, my Lamatos, La my Eboricesados, my Camoris, my Tose, Migaitoma, Magilos, and Brotes Sagat. Thank you, Jesus.
Go all the way. Go that extra mile. Go further. There is a fordrance that you can go. There is a fordrance, even much more that you can go. Oh, go that extra mile. Go it. Peninsula, Itevenshi, Lapani, and Tenele Nato. Another. Making the good better. And perfecting the better. Go the extra. Go the mileage. go all the way. It's time to go all the way. It's not that I told you. It's time not to hold back. Not to hold back your bowels. Not to hold back from your within. Not to hold back. Let it loose. Let it loose. Let it loose. Let it loose. Let them walk. Let them walk. Let the walkings. Allow the workings. Allow the workings of goodness. Allow the workings. Allow the workings. Allow the workings of perfect, of perfection. Oh, let it loose. Let it loose. It's time to be set loose. It's time to be set loose. Even unto good works. Even unto works. 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 Meet. Meet. Meet for the other side. Works. 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 Works of the other side. Oh, you are seeing it. You are seeing it. You are seeing it. You are seeing that which is being opened. That which is being opened. Even it looks beyond. It looks high. But I say, go. Go further. Go further. Go the extra. Go more. Go more. And lay hold. Lay hold on that which is being opened up. That which is being shown you. Say the Spirit of God.
You don't resist evil with evil. You resist evil with good. You can't resist corruption with corruption. The only thing that can come against corruption is good, goodness of God, which is incorruptible. You guys taught those things in beatitude from verse 9. To them, if they take your coat, give them your cloak. If they compel you to go 1 mile, go 2 miles. If they strike you on the right cheek, turn the left cheek. If they borrow from you, do not ask back. Those are the training that you also must go through to become children of your Father that is good, that is in heaven. That's the training. It will be as if you have been taken advantage of. But that has to make a man good. That's the way. That's the path. That is the process of how you're going to become good. That's the way. That's how you inherit good nature. That's how you will bring forth good fruits. Those are good works. And those things, what we teach you is the meekness of wisdom. I will teach you that part. Meekness of wisdom. It will teach you that part. The Lord bless you and keep you.
We assure you have been blessed and made to increase at School of Biblical Truths. Join us every Wednesday by 4 p.m. on our YouTube channel, Facebook Live, and Mixer R. Until next week, remain grounded and rooted in faith.
But at this point, God will bring you.
We believe you have been enlightened through the ministry of the Word and Spirit, bringing you into a much deeper understanding of God's eternal purpose and plan. To find out more about us and our meetings, visit us at 12 Akinyosiyemi Street off Allen Road, Ikeja, Lagos. You can also contact us on our website at www.lostyouchurch.org or call us on +234 9042 850714. Remain blessed.